To Isaiah 55 for our scripture reading. And as you're turning to Isaiah 55, I'm just so thankful for our church and what God is doing in our church. That song really says it well. We praise our Savior. We don't praise a style. That's why we can enjoy harmonicas and guitars. We can enjoy pianos and organs. And we're committed as a church to using all of the gifts that God has given to this body so that we might express Him. This one stretched me a little this week. I was with 7,000 pastors and church leaders in Louisville, and they had special music, and they had a rapper do special music. And that stretched me a little bit. I'm not used to rapping to Jesus' honor, but it was a wonderful thing to see someone do that and do it well. But I'm thankful as a church how God has given us such a variety of abilities and gifts, and thank each of you for using your gifts for His honor. Isaiah 55, let's listen to God speak to us from His inspired word, beginning in verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree, and instead of briars the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed.